Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:35 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, this has been quite a day. The European markets opened quite positively, and well, at least in the equities, and they largely closed up as well, with quite a bit of a range on the day. Around 3 o'clock, though, there was a real sort of landmark piece of news came out, and after that really big move late yesterday on oil, where it fell almost $2. We saw that was on the back of Yukos being told that they had access to their bank accounts. Well, at 3 o'clock today, they were told they didn't have access to their bank accounts, and oil went right back up to where it was yesterday. And last time I looked, which was only 5 or 6 minutes ago, was at 44.50, which is another new high. If this was in a downtrend, we would definitely this would have been a key day reversal, which is really very positive for the price of oil. So that trend is very much still intact, and is looking to just go higher. I mean, I'm very reluctant to sort of start naming figures, especially when you've got all those people out there saying $50, $60 a barrel, $70 a barrel, and talking about going back to the 70s and the equivalent back then of the high being $70. This is just being a trend. We don't know where it's going to stop. We do know that it is a very consistent trend, and that downward move yesterday was 100% countermanded. The problem, of course, as David has mentioned before, is that oil is very political, and those big moves were based upon on just UCOS. Well, if they come out tomorrow and say that they've freed up the bank accounts again and make a sincere promise, hand on heart, that they're not going to freeze them up, well, is that going to move the markets down again? More than likely, maybe not as much though. So there, it's definitely in an upward trend, but we'll have to see just how far it goes. I wouldn't be encouraged to sell out if I had a position, though. Let's see. On the other hand, sorry, on the other side, looking at the treasuries, the U.S. long bond is at 109 at the moment, so that's right at the top of those sort of reaction jumps that we saw in mid-July last year, or sorry, last month. Then the Bund is up at 114.86, and the JGBs were down today 0.05 of 1%, and those are still after a rally in the last couple of days. That was there wasn't an awful lot of a move. It was just a small down day today, so they are at the moment rallying in line with the treasuries, although the chart is looking a little bit well, it's still looking the weakest of the lot of them. I had a couple of emails today asking me to talk a little bit more about silver, so I put up the daily, weekly, and monthly charts of silver in there today, and you can see from the daily chart that it is really pressuring the top of that high it reached back in the middle of July. At the moment, it's at 680, which is really well, it's the high of the day at the moment. So we'll see what it. What it decides to do as the rest of the day moves on in the US. But again, that is looking very healthy. I just spoke to David, and he said that he has sell markets in, sell orders in on his baby steps at 682. So there's that's not very far away. And he said that he had another one in at 694. So he's still maintaining that baby steps, those baby steps selling on strength. When I mentioned in the comment of the day today that if we saw this moving into a step sequence, what we'd be looking for is for it to actually break through that 7 level, then come back to test the top of the range. So actually come back to where it is now and then move back up again. So we're looking into a nice consistent step movement. And if we do get into that sort of trending pattern, a stepping trending pattern, that's when we would change the trading strategy from the baby steps, and you can read about the baby steps in the forum. If you just go to the search engine and search in the forum for baby steps, you'll find the article there. But at the moment, it's definitely a sort of a baby steps environment because we don't have any really conclusive proof that we're out of a very much a ranging environment. So, I also put up coffee because I know that some people were had got into coffee a couple of weeks ago, and that was up to date. So it's currently at 5.90. I know that's it's a very short trading day, but that has found a bit of support there at the sort of 65 level. And if it well, hopefully for all those people that are long, that it will stay, or that it will put in a base there before moving forward again or moving up again. But if it does fall through there, the next sort of support resistance, or sorry, resistant support, excuse me, is at the sort of 60 to 62 level, which is the bottom of the previous of the range, well, over a year ago. Looking, I was looking at the metals today as well. Sorry, not the metals, the grains, and they're starting to look quite nice. Peter Thwaite sent me an email a couple of days ago identifying the key day reversal on wheat, which was 4 days ago, and that was definitely a tradable signal. And I didn't go in because I was afraid of sort of whipsaws or sort of one day wonders, but that has moved up the last 4 days in a row, and it's starting to look a little bit more confident. Then corn is also looking quite nice. That has been up the last 4 days in a row, and each day it's gone up just a little bit more than the last one. Soybeans, and I know that some people are also holding soybeans. That one is actually looking like it's putting in a key day reversal at the moment. I just want to have a quick look to see what time that trades until. And that should be currently closed. So that's definitely a key day reversal. So that would and that because it seems to be lagging the other ones by a couple of days, there's no reason to believe that it wouldn't put in the same sort of, you know, positive, small positive returns that we've seen in the other ones. Now, oats has done probably the best of the four, and that one had quite a nice dynamic yesterday. It opened up on the day, and it fell straight off the open. I sent a message to Bloomberg because there was the same sort of bad data came through on silver 2 days ago, but they told me that it was correct. So what happened was it went straight down off the day, off the open. It made a new low, and then it rallied off that low, and it actually closed above the highs of the day before. So that's the one that's made the greatest gains. I think it's also the smallest contract, so it might be a little bit more volatile. But that one is looking probably, well, that's looking about the best of them in terms of returns so far. But I think that soybeans is probably the best signal in the at exactly this moment. Just a quick word about the currencies, because and it is a very quick word because they haven't done anything. The euro is still bouncing around the sort of 120.50 level. It's at 120.64 at the moment, which is a little bit up on the day. Its low on the day was about, well, it was at 120.21. So again, it's just not doing anything. Neither is the pound. I just quickly pull up the Japanese yen. These are all versus the dollar. Japanese yen is up a little bit. It's currently at 111.67. It's more or less at the high of the range from yesterday. Well, that's more or less it from me. If there's anything else you'd like me to cover, or if there are any interesting pieces of research you have out there, please don't hesitate to send them in to me. And if there's anything at all I can do to improve the service we're providing, just let me know. And thank you for listening.